Thank you for listening to This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John, and this is WHRW Binghamton. On July 2nd, 1937, the Lockheed aircraft carrying American aviator Amelia Earhart and navigator Frederick Noonan is reported missing near Howland Island in the Pacific. The pair were attempting to fly around the world when they lost their bearings. No trace of Earhart or Noonan was ever found.
Okay, Amelia, I'm your navigator, and I'm navigating. I need you to get something in the back of the plane, because that's standard flight protocol. Let's do this.
All right, let me go. This is so overrated, this whole flying around the world business. Alright, let me see. Oh my goodness!
Where's that stuff? I'm trying to navigate
there's not a happening. There's a snake back here!
There's a snake on the plane!
Snakes around here!
There's snakes!
Oh my goodness, there's way too many snakes.
I packed snakes!
I'm sick of all these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Sorry for packing snakes!
Stop! You packed snakes? Oh my god!
I thought it would be a good publicity thing when we landed.
Come, suck the poison out of my leg. There's snake venom in my leg.
No, that's a bad thing.
Why?
Well, then I'll get the poison in my mouth.
So I don't care about you. I am dying.
Hold on a second.
You can die.
Let me shoot this snake first. Bang. And I'll give you this shot of anti-venom.
Oh, yes.
And we'll land at this. Hey, look, those Japanese planes are motioning us to land. We'll see what they want.
And months later,
Amelia Earhart and my shipment of snakes are both missing? Blast.
Yes, it's true. One should never suck the poison out of a snake bite. That's a myth. And in fact, it just spreads the infection. It's a very bad thing. Antivenom is, in fact, the actual thing you should use. Go to a doctor, call an emergency room, things like that. This is This Day in History. Very informative on WHRW Binghamton.